Blog Talk Radio.
KO on the track.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And then if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and I will put you on the air, okay? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see, before we get into today's show, let's see, today's word of the day is SWARD, SWARD, S-W-A-R-D, is SWARD, not sword, but SWARD, okay, S-W-A-R-D, and it's a noun, and it means a portion of ground, grass, okay, the grassy surface of land is called the sword, SWARD. That's pretty good. I never heard that word before, but it's called sword, SWARD. All right, and let's see, today's weather. Let's look at the weather for today. Right now is 46 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of, let's see, what's going to be our high today of 64. Looking at a high today of 64. That's going to peak around 4 o'clock. So we're looking at a high today of 64. A low tonight of, it's going to be mild tonight in the 50s. So, that's pretty good. High 64, low 50, low in the low 50s tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 68, low 58. Saturday, we're looking at thunderstorms and 70 degrees, low 56. Sunday, partly cloudy, 75, low 56. And then Monday, sunny skies, 75, low 60. So we haven't really seen loachers this winter. We really haven't. I believe we just been way above normal the entire winter. But anyway, hey, that's the way it is. You continue to live and you just hang in there, right? So today, high 64, low 51 tonight. Nice night, all right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. Now, today's episode is entitled, Does Your Man or Woman Boss You Around? It's not just the man. It's not just the woman. It's men do it and women do it, right? And that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to discuss women and men that are bossy and tries to, you know, they may be bosses at work and they try to treat you that way at home. So we're going to talk about that for a little while today and see what you guys have to say about that. If you do have a bossy man or a bossy woman, please call in and let us know how that goes for you, how that goes in the everyday life. How does that go for you in everyday life? So my thing is that I don't have a bossy wife. Okay, my wife's not like that. I guess, I might need to take that back. I guess at times she can be bossy, and I guess I'm that way too. Okay, because sometimes you get pushed to a point where you almost have to be, right? But the reason I wanted to do this show is because there are people out there who are bossy and who do things to demand that you do that. You with me? You know, they demand that you do it. You know, if you don't do this, bam. If you don't do that, bam. Then, you know, I think that turns into, because some people bring their work home. And that's why a lot of successful women who, you know, maybe women who make, you know, a lot of money, that may be executives in a company somewhere and may have, you know, 100 employees under her supervision, and even the man the same way. And they bring that home. They bring that attitude home. And it's something that, you know, may get into their relationship and starts to push them apart. Okay? And, you know, I was watching something in it may have been a movie or whatever, and this young lady was on the phone, and she was talking to her brother's wife. Okay, she on the phone talking to her brother's wife, and while they were on the phone, her husband comes home. This the young lady who was talking to her brother's wife. Okay, her husband came home, and when he came home, you know, he went to ranting and raving. He called her the B word. I can say it on my show. He called her a bitch. And he said, "Bitch, where's my food? Why ain't my dinner ready? I just got home. Get your blankety blank off the phone and get my dinner ready." You know, that kind of living situation is not good. And the young lady's sister-in-law on the other line said, "Girl, is that what you're dealing with every day?" She said, "You need to get out of that relationship, and you need to get out of that relationship fast." And that was her turning point. That was the point when she shut it down and said no more. And she left the next day. When he left for work, she packed up all her stuff and got out of there. Okay, she packed up all of her stuff and got out of there, which I think is the right thing to do and the best thing to do, because that's really, to me, an abusive relationship. Okay, because, you know, your wife or your man is not your children or your employee from work. They're not. They should be the love of your life, the ones that you want to do things for, right? I don't want to boss people around. I don't want people to feel like, "Uh-oh, daddy's home. Well, you know, y'all straighten up, get this thing together, turn the TV down. You didn't do the dishes. He gonna get you when he get home." Or you didn't clean up your room, you're gonna be in trouble. Now daddy's home. I don't want to be like that. I really don't. I didn't grow up that way. Okay. I mean, you know, my mom told me to clean up my room, and I cleaned up my room because I knew what the consequences were for not cleaning my room. So I cleaned up my room. And if I didn't clean up my room, my mom gave me another chance. She'd say, "Okay, I see you didn't clean up your room. Now, if you don't have your room clean when I get up and go to work, it's going to be a problem." Okay, it's almost like she gave me another chance. She gave me another chance, you know, not to get a butt whipping. okay? And I know a lot of you young folks out there don't know or understand, you know, what a butt whipping is, but we used to get butt whippers. And my mom didn't play. She was serious about it. And if you thought she was playing, you wouldn't think that after one session of a butt whipping with her. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call me. And again, if you'd like to give your comment or opinion on today's topic, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air, and I'll put you on the show, and you can give us your comments or opinions. Now, a lot of people think that, Frank, I don't like to talk in front of a lot of people. Well, it's not really that. I mean, it's probably a couple of thousand people listening to the show right now. But at the same time, when you call in and talk, it's just you and I. We're just talking back and forth. So think about it that way, as it being just you and I talking maybe on a cell phone. Think about it that way, okay? And today's topic is, does your man or your woman boss you around? And it doesn't have to be a husband or a wife. You know, you can be in a relationship and your boyfriend or your girlfriend, okay? Or it may even be a roommate situation where you got a roommate who bosses you around. And again, that's not a healthy situation. Okay? So y'all take that and don't accept that kind of behavior put towards you in a I know it happens daily. I have a friend in that same type of situation, and it happens daily. It's a young lady, is a friend of ours, but, you know, she always said, well, I really love this guy. You know, but that's, you know, you may love him, but if he's bossing you around and treats you like a subordinate, then he doesn't have the same love for you that you have for him. And I've said that many a times, but I believe she feels like she's stuck in that relationship because he gave her the option to stay home and not work and this and that, and that's what she decided to do. And so y'all tell me something. If someone gives you an option, if a man gives a woman an option, and I call it an option not to work, to stay home and take care of the house and, you know, clean the house and cook or whatever and, you know, be ready supposedly for your man when he gets home. Is that an option that you would take? Would you would take an option of not working as opposed to being out there working every day, making money? Would you do that where he's making money every day and he's making enough money to take care of the household and take care both of you guys, take care of you and him? Would you take that option of not working? And I always say that, you know, if I was a woman in that type of situation, I'd take that option. I'd take that option of not working. Now, I wouldn't take that option of not working if I was just, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, or just in a relationship with someone. But if I'm married to someone and they say, you know, you can stay home. You don't have to work. I'll take care of the bills and the food and all this, and you can stay home. Okay? But a lot of women don't want that situation. Okay? Again, I'd take that situation if I was married. Because if you're not married, then you don't have any recourse if he decides to leave and deal with someone else. Okay? But if you're married, then you have that option. You're in there, and if he leaves, then once you go through your divorce or whatever, then he will have to pay and take care of you for a long time. As long as you don't get in another relationship, I guess, he have to take care of you for a long time, because that's the lifestyle that he gave you, and he have to keep up that lifestyle. 818-301-5834. And I see there still more people are joining the show. And thank you guys for tuning in. But we've been talking about, does your man or your woman boss you around? Now, a lot of women who are in high-paying jobs. Now, this is something that I saw with my own eyes. You got women in high-paying jobs who are single, okay? They feel like they're independent, and they are, because they don't have to depend on a man to take care of them. So they are independent, right? And a lot of us were brought up to be that way. I grew up in a household where my dad, my mom and dad divorced when I was 4 years old. So I grew up essentially in a single parent home. He moved to California for a while and then moved back, but he wasn't there. My mom had a great job. She took care of the house, the car. She took care of everything because he wasn't paying child support or anything. And she'd always say, I can remember, she'd always say, well, if I take him to court and they put him in jail, because that's what they used to do, they put him in jail, then he's not going to pay it in either. He's not going to be able to pay if he's in jail. So, you know, who cares about it? Let's move on. Let's not worry about him. Let's do our thing and move on. I got three older siblings. I'm the youngest of the family. But I don't remember ever wanting for anything. Had food, clothes, you went to great schools, all this stuff. I didn't want for anything. So that's the way a lot of women are. Women who get into these high-paying jobs, maybe some kind of executive at a big company, that are single. And they put on this aura, or have this aura about them, that their stuff doesn't stink. And a lot of men won't even approach them or won't even try to get into a relationship with them, because they've got that aura on them, and they put it out there. They'll tell a man in a minute, I don't need you. You know, if I did, all kinds of stuff, right? So that's probably why they're single. A lot of them, those women also said that men don't approach them. Well, why not? You got your nose stuck in the air. You act like your stuff doesn't stink. So that's a part of it. And they say men grab a hold of, you know, low-lying fruit, so to speak. Fruit that's easy to pick. Well, some women could be that fruit if they carry themselves differently. I know you make a lot of money. I know you're in a high-paying job. You're a big executive. You may have 100 people that you manage every day, that's fine. But leave that at work. Don't bring that home and treat your man that way. Because I can tell you this, he's not going to go for that very long. And I know there's some women out there who have been, you know, single for a long time and they're set in their ways. Okay, they're set in their ways, and then they start dating a man, and he wants to change their ways, or he wants to do things differently, and they can't get into that, and the relationship fizzles out. One thing that I can tell all you women, I know I got older women listening, I got younger women listening, I even have some, you know, college kids listening to my show. And even my daughter's listening to the show. But I think this, and it's just my opinion, guys. Don't send me these hundreds of emails saying, Frank, you're wrong, this and that, this and that. This is just my opinion. I open up my show for you guys to come in and give your opinion all the time, and you can do that. But this is just my opinion. Women have to be submissive. That's just my opinion. Women have to be submissive. They have to be submissive to their men. Okay? And, that doesn't mean being meek and laying down and saying, you can do whatever, honey. I don't mind. You can do whatever. Okay, you can go with your friends for the weekend to Las Vegas. I don't mind, honey. I'll be here when you get back. No, that's not what I'm saying. You know, I'm saying being submissive as to say that when your man wants something, try to give it to him. And if you want something from him, ask him for it. And ask for it. What am I trying to say? Ask for it. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Ask for it, straight up. Just say, let's see. Give them details about what you want. Ask for exactly what you want. If you want him to come home and do whatever, I don't know, but ask for it specifically. Tell him exactly what you want him to do. Or tell him exactly what you want, and we'll try to do it for you. We'll break our backs to take care of something that you want if you tell us exactly what you want. We'll do it. But if you're all gray and blue about it, and that's going to be hard for us to figure out. We're black and white creatures, and it's just straightforward for us. We hear something, and that's exactly what we hear. We don't see in the middle. And that's the difference a lot of times between men and women. You know, I read this book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, or something like that. But all that says is us men, we see things in black and white. Clearly, it's cut and dry. That's it. But women, they see things and say, it could be like this or it could be like that. They see in the middle, they see that gray part. Okay? So So that's what happens, and that's a big difference between men and women. Okay? And then at the same time, and I'm talking to the ladies, I'm talking to the ladies from a man's perspective, because we are black and white. That's what we are. We are black and white. And a lot of women say, he doesn't understand me. Well, he doesn't understand you because you won't tell him exactly what you want. Don't beat around the bush with men. Tell them exactly what you want, exactly how you feel. Because they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you exactly what they want, exactly how they feel. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They're just going to lay it down to you just like it is. Now, they may be in the truth. You know, they may be in the truth. But usually, I guarantee you 8 times out of 10, your man or your guy, whatever, he's going to tell you exactly what he means, what he wants. And you should be the same way. Okay? One of our friends, she called and talked to my wife, and they were talking about Valentine's Day. And she was saying that how, you know, he didn't do much for me. Okay, why didn't he do much for you? He didn't do much for you because you didn't tell him exactly what you wanted. If you wanted something more than what he did, then you should have told him exactly what you wanted. If you wanted three dozen of roses, and you wanted some chocolates, and you wanted a car, then you wanted to go out to dinner that night, or you wanted to go out to dinner the night before, or you wanted to go out to dinner the weekend before, or you want to go out to dinner this weekend, tell him exactly what you want. And he'll do that. But again, don't try to boss your man around. Don't try to boss your woman around. It's not gonna work. All right? And you know, myself, I'm just like you guys. I'm not an expert on relationships and all this type stuff. I'm not. But I think I know a little bit about relationships. Okay? So, a lot of people come to me asking me questions about what to do. And I'll tell them my opinion. Now I'll say, hey, I'm not telling you what to do, but I believe this is the right thing to do. One of the young men that worked with me, Ted, said that, Frank, you know, I only been dating this girl a couple of weeks. We're not really that hot and heavy. We don't really get together every weekend and all this stuff. I hadn't taken her to see mom and dad, nothing like that. You think I should get her something for Valentine's Day? Man, that was easy for me. It was no. Well, I'm just kidding. It was yes. I said, yeah, man. If you like her, she digging you, you digging her, then yes, you should get her something for Valentine's Day. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. But yeah, you can get her something for Valentine's Day. I mean, what's the big deal? You can get her a bouquet of flowers. Doesn't have to be a whole lot of roses. You can get her a bouquet of flowers and a card. What's that, maybe 20 bucks? No big deal. And you'll reap all the benefits from that. Women are emotional creatures. And that's what us men do, is we grab a hold of you guys' emotions and we ride with them. If we find a woman who likes this and that, we grab a hold of what she likes and we run with it. And oh, that makes her so in love with us. Hey, thanks you guys for tuning in to the show. That's all I have for you today. Join me tomorrow. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday, so you guys know what that means. That means that the entire show is yours. You can call in and talk about whatever subject you like. I don't care what it is, bubblegum, popcorn, relationships, politics. I don't care what it is, but tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. We'll be here, 10 o'clock, same time, same place. Let's see. That was something else I wanted to tell you guys. But, hey, you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook. I put my show notes on Facebook. I put my show notes on Twitter. I also have some of you guys are on my text list. But if you are online on my homepage online right now listening to the show, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon, and you can set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. You'll get show notes. When I have shows, you'll get show notes about the show. And again, now I've revamped the show. And I hope to start next week giving away some gifts to people. But here's the kicker. In order to get the gift, you have to listen to the show, because some of a question that I'll be asking during the week is, you know, maybe what did I talk about this day and whatever. I'm not real sure about that yet. I'm still trying to put that together. But at the same time, those are the kind of things I'm going to talk about. A lot of people that listen to me all the time, they know some personal things about me that I've shared on the show. That may be something that I pose as a question to someone. Oh, I've got T-shirts now. I got wristbands. I got all kinds of stuff now for the show, and that's what I've been doing over the past few weeks is putting together that kind of stuff for the show. So I will have you guys things like that. And that's what I'll do. We're going to do that starting next week, okay? And because now I figured out that the way that the show can be more successful is to concentrate on you guys. That's why I have Free Fall Friday, where you guys take over the show. Now, I can talk about anything because I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. if you can figure that one out. But I'm going to do something, and I'm going to concentrate on you guys and work that out. So, hey, have a great day today. Join me tomorrow, same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.
Wait. Three. Woo. Doing 80 in a 50 ticket, because I ain't had a pussy in a minute, I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Oh girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that steak, you might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she Might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in and take you outside. Hey.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Just where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60, tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as day, we still tried to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember, we used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see like where you at? I told you two rights and the light, make a left, wait. And you already know, parking a visitor so you won't get told.